Blog Talk Radio.
Conviction to Zero Redemption by Stephen L. Bobo.
What's up, everybody? Stephen Bubble here, Bozilla, if you will. Something new that we're trying here on the Bozilla Blog Talk Radio Show. We have a person who has her own business of catering. Miss Valerie, are you there?
I'm here.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the Kelp, Bozilla. This is my Raider sister right here, everybody. My Raider sister. And yes, it's Raider Nation. The Raider Nation endorses her. And so we want to say, I want you guys to please, if you guys are in the Columbus, Ohio area, please look her up. She will drop her number and let you know where she's at. Her card's on my profile right now, and I'll have her explain to you guys about what she does and what she cooks. And I've seen the pictures, and oh, my God, I got to go gain some more weight to come there to eat with you. Go ahead and let us know what you got.
Well, hi, everybody. Thank you for having me on the show. I am Chef Valerie. I have been catering for quite some time now. I actually attended culinary school at CCSF in San Francisco and at Delgado in New Orleans. So I have cooked professionally in the New Orleans area, in California, as well as here in Columbus. Launched the catering business a few years ago, and I'm here today. And so I do some very unique things as far as catering is concerned. I have several different programs. So the name of my business is My Little Bites of Heaven Catering, and our hashtag is getting taste bud wasted. But our motto is that we are tantalizing taste buds one bite at a time. We provide a variety of different services. We do everything from special events on a small to large scale. We also have a program called To Go Weekly. I do fire sales. I do private chef services called intimate dining. And I also come to your house and teach you private lessons on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And so, like I said, I do some really unique things. If you have access to the internet, you can check out the website. It's www.mylittlebitesofheavencatering.com. And we have a Facebook page. You can look us up. And again, we do some very unique things. So did you have specific questions you wanted me to talk about, or did you want me to talk about what we did for the fire sale today?
First of all, what'd you do for the fire sale today? And next question I have is, wow, you are doing it up. You sound so good. I saw the pictures, guys. There's one of the platters right there.
All I heard was Louisiana.
I'll see. There you go. Get out of here, dollface.
all I heard was Louisiana, and the word beignet popped into my head. I'm just saying.
I have been known to do beignets, but I don't do those for the general public. Those really need to be served hot, and so I only do beignets for my family.
Okay.
Can you
if you guys look on my – stop it. Get out. If you guys see my profile – you see my profile picture, guys – her picture of that little boat with the food and with the lobster. Was that lobster or shrimp all in it? I was like, oh, see, you're not right. Because, you know, I got to – yeah, tell me about that. That's what I want to know about.
Those are my Hawaiian bowls. I don't do them very often, but when I do, I normally offer three different price ranges. There's an $18 bowl that you can either have and what I do is I take a whole pineapple, cut it in half, carve out the inside, line it with rice and stir-fry vegetables, and then on top of that, the $18 bowls, you can have either chicken, shrimp, and sausage or chicken, steak, and sausage. The $25 bowl will give you either salmon, sausage, and shrimp or salmon, chicken, and shrimp. And then I have a $30 bowl that gives you a lobster tail, a whole piece of salmon, and shrimp, as well as your choice of sauce. This time we did, I made a homemade Thai barbecue sauce, and then I also had a teriyaki drizzle. So those were the pineapple bowls that we had today. I sold quite a few of them. I had one lady who was a brand new customer. She ordered 6 pineapple bowls. I mean, she spent a grip with me, but she took she took 4 of them and blessed them for 2 other couples that she knows. So I thought that that was absolutely fantastic that she would do that. And like I said, most of the time, these fire sales that I do are on the weekend on a Saturday. I used to call the program Beauty and a Feast because I would deliver to hair salons, barbershops. At one point, I was going to the Ohio Barber College to set up in their lobby to sell to their students and their customers. But with COVID, I kind of had to restructure how I was doing the catering business. So this was a fire sale for this weekend because pineapples are kind of going out of season, and I wanted to throw this last sale in before the end of the year.
Okay. I'll tell you right now. That food look awesome. I was reading about some of the stuff you did. I was like, oh, okay, I'm about to have her on the show because I'm trying to get business owners, especially black business owners, on my show because
right.
we need to promote you out there and get people to understand where you're at. Like I said, I go all over the country, but you were based here in Columbus, Ohio, OH, you know, and that's what we do around here. We're Ohio State, we're Raider fans, you know, but let me tell you, see, Raider fans are not always knuckleheads. We are also have business people in our groups, and here's one right here for you guys. I'm telling you, Earth Food looks awesome. Danielle, go ahead and take over. I'm about to run out real quick. Go ahead and take over.
Okay. I heard you say you do like everything from individuals all the way up to say weddings and things like that. What's the largest that you ever had to do?
I try not to do the weddings simply because I don't. It takes a very special individual to deal with the intricacies of a wedding. And so I try not to do weddings. But I do, I've done a banquet for, I did a consecration banquet for a bishop here in the local area of Columbus. And I think he had about 50 guests at that event. And there are photos of that on my website, Bishop Parks. And so, I mean, it just really depends. Most of the events that I do are somewhat more intimate and private. So I've done quite a bit of work for churches as far as like Mother's Day brunches, catered events for them. I've done bridal breakfasts before. I've done baby showers, graduations, intimate dining. I do personal chef services as far as intimate dining experience. Where I come to your house and prepare the food for you to have an intimate setting. This is perfect for like Valentine's Day or for a holiday, wedding anniversary, a milestone birthday, especially with COVID. A lot of people can't really get together and gather for the larger events, so the smaller intimate events work out really well.
Yeah, I can understand that. I feel you. I feel you on the wedding thing because I bake. And I'm a baker, and I do not do wedding cakes.
Right.
I cannot deal with the bridezillas. Nope, they will test your salvation.
Well, not so much that, but it's just, you know, you really need someone with a, you know, I'm more of a creative person, and so for me, the more intimate settings are better for me because I get to express and be more creative in that atmosphere as opposed to, you know, the larger settings where it's a wedding because that you
just
have to really, it's such a precise type of catering that you're doing for those type of events. And you have to rely on staff that can be just as precise as you are. And so I am a bit of a perfectionist when it comes down to the quality of the ingredients I use and making sure that stuff is presented well. I'm very meticulous about that. And so the smaller events, I mean, even if it's like graduation parties and things of that nature where we can do buffet style or we can do really creative events for you, I try to base all of my catering on the type of event that you're having and your budget. I know a lot of times people want Thanksgiving yum, but they have a spam budget, and we have to find creative ways of giving them flavorful food, but also keeping it economical for them. And so what I do is, for example, I did a 75th birthday party for a pastor, and it was mostly for church individuals that were going to be coming. So instead of us doing like a buffet, what we did was a complete appetizer party, complete with all types of finger foods, appetizers, things that people could walk around and maximize the space that we were in, which was their church. But it also filled them up and it stayed within their budget. So there are creative ways that you can have events and have them catered without having to go to like, Giant Eagle and order sandwiches and chips and things of that. You can get food at a really economical price that looks good, it tastes good, and it stays within your budget.
You can do elegance on a budget.
Right. And like I said, I have some videos on my Facebook page of some events that I've done. So if people want to go, again, that website is www.mylittlebitesofheavencatering.com. And what you want to do is go to the special events tab, and there should be videos there that you can play back and forth. And it'll show you kind of just a snippet of some of the things that I do.
Okay. That sounds awesome. Like, I enjoy that. I respect greatly when a business owner says, like, there are certain things that I will not do because
right.
So often, and this happens a lot with the black business community, we're so
right.
busy trying to make it that we end up overextending ourselves.
Right.
And I think when we overextend, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead, finish.
I was just saying when we overextend ourselves, the quality suffers, and then that messes with the reputation.
Absolutely. And one thing that I always stick to is that I know what value I bring, and so I don't undersell my. A lot of times people want minority-owned businesses to give them discounts. I don't short sell myself. You don't go to some of the other party houses and say, hey, give me a discount, hook me up. Know your worth as a business owner and be proud of that because, again, the quality of the product that I use, the time and effort that I put into the food to make sure that it tastes as good as it looks, every bite that you eat from my plates is going to be great from the very first bite to the very last bite. And again, my to-go weekly program is where you can get heat and eat ready meals. I prepare them for you and deliver them on Sundays and Mondays. It's an ideal program for individuals who work and don't have time to cook or for people who don't know how to cook. It's also convenient for someone who's a senior citizen who has a specialized diet that they have to stick to or for somebody who's doing portion control and they want to monitor the type of foods that they're eating. You can order those meals, and I deliver Sundays and Monday. They come in freezer containers that stay fresh in your freezer for up to 2 weeks. You can order 5 full-portion meals for $60 or 10 half-portion meals for $80. And, again, the $80 gives you a lunch and a dinner portion. These meals are fresh. Mm-hmm. They're real ingredients. They're made from scratch. And so, a lot of people waste $10, $12 at McDonald's, So why not have cooked meals that all you do is take it from the freezer and put it in the microwave, heat it up, and you have a gourmet meal every night as opposed to having to go to a restaurant. And I know a lot of services will pre-prepare meals for you and ship it to you. I'm not trying to compete with that market because that's not what I do. What I do is very unique and very different. It's a personalized service. Mm-hmm. You're going to get to know me as opposed to them telling you these are the options. I get to know what your likes and dislikes are. And so it's a little bit more of a personalized service.
That being said, I was going to suggest to you that you talk to the Ohio Wexner Bariatric Center. Because I've had bariatric surgery.
Right.
And I had bariatric surgery about 10 years ago. So I had to teach myself how to cook smaller portions.
Right.
But it your service, being able to do the small portions, would help out a lot of people. We belong to a couple of the support groups online, and that's a lot of the questions that come
right.
up. And, you know, Ohio State Wexner, they have a pretty extensive bariatric center. And I was going to say, you know, they do nutrition classes and things like that, and a lot of people, you know, they say the things about the blue plate and go fresh and some of the other nutrisystem
right.
and things like that they feel like they are limited.
Right.
And by you saying that you sit down and talk to people, I think that you would have a great opportunity to help some people out.
Well, that's where I go beyond just the conversation, because that becomes a lifestyle change for them. And so that's where the private lessons come in. So on Tuesdays and Thursday evenings, you can book me to teach you how to come and do your meals. So what I do is I show up at your house. You can either pay for – I have two different plans, Plan A and Plan B. Plan A allows you to have 10 half-portion meals, and I come in and show you how to prepare them. That cost is $125, and it includes the food. And for 2 hours, I'm going to teach you portion control. I'm going to teach you how to properly weigh out your food or measure it. I'm going to teach you what meals go best or what items pair best together, how to use fresh herbs, fruits, and vegetables to incorporate into your meals, and how to do portion control so that you can stick to the lifestyle change and be more successful at it. And again, the secondary plan, you get 14 meals, which is $160. And again, that includes 2 hours worth of training. It includes the food, and I teach you how to prep. I teach you how to do short order cooking, teach you how to properly, store the food and save the food so that you're eating and learning a lifestyle change. Now, with that class that I do, a lot of my customers that participate in that have had lap band surgery or gastric bypass surgery. And so for them, they're learning how to use whatever meal plan their physician or dietitian has prescribed for them. And I take those items and create a meal plan with them that helps them become
mm-hmm.
successful. I require 3 class minimum, but beyond that, you can book as many classes as you want. And again, this is done in the confinements of your own home, where I come to your house. It's a safer place in terms of you being comfortable. You don't have to, leave and go anyplace. I actually bring the food, show you how to prep it, show you how to prepare it, and you learn how to do a different lifestyle change as far as your eating habits are concerned.
And it is a change. It's a lifestyle change.
Right.
Like I tell people all the time, like certain things that you thought you didn't like, all of a sudden, you like, and things that you would have taken somebody out to the parking lot for, you could care less about.
Right, right. And
people
eat the same thing over and over, and they don't realize just by incorporating a different vegetable or a different type of sauce or a different seasoning, that changes the complexity of the meal. And, our palates are all unique and different. We all like and dislike certain things, but, you can find a happy medium, and your taste buds can be very happy with the food that you're eating. It just requires a
mm-hmm.
little bit of effort. Again, for those people who
exactly.
want to learn, that's what the lessons are for. For the people who don't have time and don't want to do it, they just want their meals prepared, guess what? I provide that service as well, and those meals are dropped off on Sundays and Mondays. So it's something for everyone. There's something on the site for everyone that might need, I do bento boxes for children for after school, because a lot of kids are now being homeschooled. But when they were in school, a lot of kids would come home from school and they would need a snack just to tide them over. So I have a number of parents who have purchased bento boxes, which have fruits and snack items that are healthy, nuts, granola, sliced apples with peanut butter, cheese,
mm-hmm.
meats, and that tied them over until it's dinner time. And those are very economic and very affordable ways to make sure that your child or any loved one is eating healthy.
Oh yeah, that's awesome.
Somebody just inboxed. I'm sorry. It's just somebody just inboxed me, asked me, do you have a cookbook yet?
No, I have not done a cookbook because what I do is sometimes I do on my personal Facebook page something called Short Order Sunday, and I put tutorials up that shows you what ingredients to use, and it walks you through step by step of what how to make or how to recreate some of the meals that I do. I didn't necessarily want to do a cookbook just because I'm one of them. I cook from the heart and not necessarily from measure this out. You know, I cook by line of sight. So I kind of instinctively know, add a pinch of this, here's a little, that's food for the soul. And so with cookbooks, it's so specific, you know, and not everybody that way and not everybody seasons the same way. And so what may work for me may not work for someone else. And that's the only apprehension about doing a cookbook, but perhaps maybe in the future I might reconsider.
As I like to say, we season until the ancestors tell us to stop.
Call somebody.
Now, I did have a question.
Yeah.
What do you think about people using about this new jackfruit trend? Like everybody, you know, I've been seeing so much of people using jackfruit as a substitute for meat. Have you had a chance to play around with it or?
No. No, I don't. I have a pescatarian line on my page. So there are several menus. You can do a heart-healthy line of food. You can do a pescatarian line or a modified pescatarian line. For those who don't know what pescatarian line of food is, it's pretty much a seafood and fish-based diet with fresh fruits and vegetables and healthy grains. I do have some people that modify that. And they incorporate either ground turkey or sliced turkey. Sometimes they will incorporate chicken into that or eggs into it. But I really don't try to do what the trends do because that's a specialized niche market. And people who do organic or people who do keto and they focus on that, great, wonderful. I stick to my guns and kind of stay in my lane. Like I said, there are services that are out there for everyone, but what may work for them may not necessarily work for me, so I kind of stay in my lane and do what I'm best at.
Mm-hmm. I get you. I really do, because I'm one of those people. I still bake with butter and buttermilk and. On occasion, if lard is called for, then doggone it, we're going to use the lard. Like I said, we bake as the ancestors say.
And see, I'm the polar opposite. Even though I went to culinary school and they teach you everything from front house to back house, pastry, you know, learn the full gambit, microbiology, you have to take classes on how to handle food and store food. I mean, the whole gambit, but I never liked bake class. Now, I make extremely good cheesecakes and peach cobblers, but I don't like to bake. And so anytime I have requests for pastries baked items, I always refer those out to a number of people that I know that bake, and I try to support their businesses and refer my customers to them because that's what they specialize in. So if I know that that's what a person specializes in, I'm going to send the business. There's enough business out here for all of us to get a little slice
Absolutely.
Of the pie.
Absolutely. I will get you my card.
I post vendors on my page all the time. I get spices from a man called Jimmy Mitchell. He has J. Mitchell spices, and I use his dry rubs, his woohoo sauce, his five-alarm sauce. I take those items to my special events that I do, set it up on the table, and when people ask, I can direct them to his website, and I use his product. So I'm always about promoting and helping push another vendor. If it's a catered event that I can't do, guess what? If I know another caterer, I'm going to be like, I can't do that for you, but let me refer you to XYZ. They can handle that. I trust them, and here's their card or here's their number. So that's what we have to do. It's all about collaborating and networking and pushing each other. When we're able to push each other to purpose, then we all succeed. And sometimes it's not about a hand out as it is a hand up. Everybody needs a hand up at Wayne. And so there was one point that I had a gentleman friend at my church who used to go to the prisons and teach a class at the prisons. And for 2 years, I went every semester and taught a back casting class to felons who were in the correctional facilities because a lot of them are going to have a challenging time getting out and finding a way of, you know, earning income. And so what I would do is teach them from an entrepreneurial standpoint. If you have a vision, this is how we work that vision. We're going to backcast from the date that you want to go live with your business to the date that you need to start working as of that day and all of the steps that go in between, how to put a business plan together, how to get your marketing together, spoken, figuring out what your passion is, figuring out what your niche market is so that you can be successful. And a lot of them, literally, I had quite a few of them who, once they got released, looked me up. They remembered me, looked me up and told me, hey, I took your advice. I got my business plan together, and this is what I'm doing now, whether it be lawn care or mechanical, whatever the case may be. So it's up to us. Even if we have skills as business owners, we have got to find a way to give back. We've got to find a way to inspire the next generation to be able to figure out that you don't necessarily have to work for other people. You can create your own space and then expand on that space and be able to bring others along with you and offer opportunities. I always say hustle hard enough until people start asking you whether you're hiring.
Right. Right. Say it again for the cheap seats.
Hustle hard. Hustle hard. People start asking you whether or not you're hiring.
That's right.
Because
that's right.
And like I said, I work a full-time job for the Columbus Airport, and I work in business diversity and procurement. And so I'm always pushing and promoting people in the business world, minorities and women-owned firms, to get certified, number one, so that you get an opportunity, because you have a lot of companies right now that want to have diverse spend on their books because it's good for the economy and it's also good for them as a company. And so 99% of businesses in the United States are considered small businesses. Small businesses are considered anything under 500 employees. And so we have got to find ways of being certified so that we get a seat at the table if you're a minority-owned firm, but also, again, making sure that you have residual income coming in so that if you do work a full-time job elsewhere, do it long enough to be able to get your own business off the ground. Because I'm one of them people that if I'm going to work 8 hours a day for somebody else, you better believe I'm going to put 10 hours in for myself.
Amen. Wow. There, that is what I think our young people need to understand. Our young people need to understand it, as well as I applaud so much the fact that entrepreneurship is being taught to returning citizens, otherwise known as convicts or prisoners.
Right.
We like returning citizens because we're not going to write them off. They're citizens.
Right.
They just made some mistakes, and they'll be returning back to us soon.
Absolutely.
I like that entrepreneurship is being taught because a lot of times they see that felony on their record, and they can't get a job. And that's basically what fuels recidivism back into the system, is because they can't find a job with gainful employment. And so they end up going back to the streets because they knew at least, you know, this. They know that the minimum wage is not going to put a roof over their head. However, you know, going, you know, hooking back up with some old quote unquote friends will.
Right.
Hey, Dan.
Right.
Danielle, yeah. We got one minute.
Okay. All right, Miss Valerie, hit us with all the addresses and phone numbers once again so everybody can hear it. And we're going to, and then after this, I'm going to share it onto my Facebook page, and Bo's going to share it on his Facebook page. And anybody else who's listening, please share this on your Facebook page so Miss Valerie can get her message out. All right, go, Miss Valerie.
So the catering line is area code 614-845-8113. I encourage you to go to the website, www.mylittlebitesofheavencatering.com. You can check us out under My Little Bites of Heaven Catering on our Facebook page. There is a link to the website there. And again, we're here to do whatever we can do to make your dining experience enjoyable. And again, our hashtag and our logo, we are tantalizing taste buds one bite at a time. And one thing about the food, you will get taste bud wasted. So thank you for having me today, and hopefully we'll get some calls and emails and new customers that are interested in learning more about what we do.
All righty. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
You have a wonderful day. We appreciate
you. Go Raiders. I'll see you guys at the game tomorrow. I will be coming in my church
yes,
attire.
Ma'am.
So, but
of
I will be there.
All righty.
All righty. I'll see you later. Thank you again for having me.
Thank you. All right. This is Dollface signing out.